Amos, it's Sunday again.
Yeah, Sunday's right, and don't forget we is on the radio every Sunday, Andy, for Rinso.
And here comes Ken Carpenter now with the biggest news in Rinso's history. Let's listen to him.
It's the biggest news ever. It's new 1950 Rinso with Solium, a full year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. But more about that in a few minutes. Now, Lever Brothers Company and New 1950 Rinso bring you the Amos and Andy Show. Yes, sir. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with Lou Lubin, Eddie Green, Ernestine Wade, the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Well, this evening it seems that something is going on in the home of George Kingfish Stevens. When he came home from the pool hall tonight, he found his wife Sapphire in the parlor with her bags packed.
Yes, George, I'm leaving you.
But Sapphire, you can't do this.
I can't? Listen, George, does you realize that I've been supporting you for the past 22 years?
Yeah, I realize it. That's why you can't leave me like this. I was entitled to at least 2 weeks' notice like everybody else.
Look, George, I done had enough. After all, what has I got out of the 22 years we've been married? Nothing.
Yeah, well, I ain't got much out of it myself. The way you've been popping me on the head with these vases and frying pans around here, I'd been just as well off if I'd have spent the whole 22 years in a cement mixer.
George, I done made up my mind. I'm leaving
but
you.
But Sapphire...
Don't argue with me, George. Just look at the way we live. My mama pays our rent, my Aunt Martha buys our clothes, and my sister sends us money for food. I'm just ashamed we can't do no better than that, George.
Well, you ought to be. After all, you got two uncles that ain't sending us a nickel. You know that.
George, this time I ain't fooling. I'm going to my sister's down in Georgia, and I'm going to stay there. And I'm telling you, until you's got a job and has made a success of yourself and is able to support me, I ain't coming back.
Sapphire, you mean this is goodbye forever?
George Stevens, that's up to you.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sapphire. You can't just walk out on me like this.
Ken, but I is. I'm going right down to Western Union and wire my sister down in Georgia that I'm coming, and that's that, you big bum.
Well, there ain't no use to send a wire to Georgia. Just open the window and they can hear you down there. So that's the story. Henry Sapphire left me and went down to Georgia. She gone. And she ain't coming back till I can support her. So I went out and got myself a job.
Oh, so you finally had to take a job, Kingfish. Well, I certainly must say that for 22 years you put up a grand fight.
Yeah, but the big trouble is the only job that they had open right now is clearing a vacant lot way up on 212th Street and 10th Avenue.
Well, that certainly ain't your type of work, Kingfish.
Yeah, you ought to see that lot, Henry, covered with old logs, big boulders, all kind of heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, if this was India, I'd get an elephant and do the work for me there. You know, one of them great, big, slow-moving brutes with a small brain and a big trunk.
Hey, you know, Kingfish, take away the trunk and you got a perfect portrait of Andrew H. Brown.
That's right, but how could I get him to do it? Say, wait a minute. Maybe I could tell him that the mayor of New York is putting on a cleanup campaign and every citizen is being drafted to help. Yeah, maybe I can work that angle on Andrew.
Yes, you could tell him that cleaning this lot is just a start toward bigger things.
Yeah, I could tell him that lots of men have started in lowly jobs and done going to be president of companies.
Yes, just like Horatio Algebra.
That's right. Well, I just got to make Andy think the city is having a cleanup drive and I is in charge of this district. Oh, I hear him waddling down the hall now. He walks like a flat-footed penguin. Come in, Andy.
Oh, hi there, Kingfish. Say, what you doing here in our lodge hall this time of day?
Well, I've just been on the phone there, Andy, to the Board of Health.
Oh, is they done close us up again?
No, Andy, no. It's bigger than that. I just come back from the mayor's office, too, where I was happy to say that he has just bestowed on me the biggest political plum that's in his power to bestow.
Uh-huh. Well, what did he stow you up with?
Andy, you was looking at the new Deputy Dirt Commissioner for the City of New York.
Wait a minute. I always been under the imprint that New York is one of the cleanest municipalities in the whole country.
Well, it is, Andy, but we're going to make it even cleaner.
Oh.
That's why this morning the mayor officially opened the National Cleanup Week. Oh, what a ceremony, Ender. Thousands of people gathered around the city hall there.
Yeah, big thing, huh?
Oh, yeah. First, the band struck up that beautiful strains of the Sanitation Waltz. And then the mayor stood on the steps of the city hall and christened the chairman of the committee with a bucket of soapy water. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, they're really going all out on this, huh?
Oh, yeah. I tell you, Ender, by the time we get finished cleaning up the city, the sidewalks will be so clean that every cigar butt you picks up, you can offer to your friends without fear of embarrassment.
That's good news, all right. That's good news. I know the way it is now. By the time I clips the end off of them and strips them down, there ain't much left to get a grip on. But say, Kingfish, who's going to do all this cleaning up stuff?
The citizens of our fair city. Oh. Andy, they is being drafted. Just let me tell you, you know that John D. Rockefeller has done stuck a nail in the end of his gold cane head, and he is going out in Central Park spearing newspapers with it?
No, fool.
Oh, yeah.
You mean that everybody got to help?
Oh, we don't miss nobody, Ender. Why, this morning when Laurence Olivier got off the Queen Mary from England, they handed him his Oscar and a wet broom. Oh, yeah, they're going out.
Well, listen here now. If they're drafting everybody for this work, how come I ain't heard nothing about it yet?
Well, I was just about to call on you, Ender. Your draft notice come to the Lodge Hall this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it right here on my desk. It's addressed to Andrew H. Brown. I'll read it to you.
Yeah.
On top, it says, here, Department of Sanitation. Mm-hmm. Greetings. You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah, I hear that before.
Say, here, you was hereby drafted to clean up the dirty mess on a vacant lot on the corner of 212th Street and 10th Avenue. Signed, Commissioner of Sanitation, Antiseptic Smith. There it is.
Yeah, well, it looked like they got me all right.
Yeah, well, it oughtn't be too hard for you, Ender. You was had experience with this cleaning stuff, ain't you?
Well, a little bit, yeah. About a week ago, I cleaned up my room.
Mm-hmm.
And funny thing, too, I was scrubbing one of the walls there, and I discovered a window I never knowed was there.
Yeah, that's good. That kind of stuff happens to you a lot up at that place. I remember you was there 2 years before you knew there was a rug on the floor.
Yeah, that's right. I always thought that dirt had an ozite pad under it. But listen, Kingfish, I've been thinking about all this, cleaning the lot up all by myself. Don't I get paid nothing for this?
No, Andy, but if you does a good job, you was in line for the highest honor awarded by the Department of Sanitation.
What honor is that?
After the city is all cleaned up, you will be riding up Fifth Avenue at the head of a parade in the city's biggest garbage wagon. Oh, yeah.
Say, Kingfish, this is some job cleaning up this lot here, you know.
Yeah, well, now, let's not get under this recourage, Andy. Go ahead and do your work there.
Yeah, but my muscles aches all over.
Well, mine do, too. You know, it ain't too comfortable sitting on this orange crate watching you here.
Well, I finally got this big rock out of the way here, and I.
Hey, what is you looking at, Dan?
I ain't sure yet. Let me get the dirt away from here. There's a little tin box.
Tin box? Let me see it.
Now, just a minute. Wait a minute. I want to see if there's anything in it.
Now, what's in there?
Holy mackerel. Kingfish, look here in the box. It's full of money. Look at these $20 bills in here. There's 20 or 30 of them.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Andy, I'll take it. Hand it over. Give it to me.
Wait a minute here. Take it easy, will you? I was the one that found it.
Well, now, wait a minute. That don't mean nothing, Andy. The money belongs to me. I got squatter's rights here.
Squatter's rights?
Yeah, that's right. While you was working on the lot there, I was squatting on the orange crate, wasn't it?
Wait a minute. I was squatting down here, too, when I picked the thing up, wasn't I?
No, you wasn't squatting. You was crouching. Whoever here the crouches right now?
Oh, wait a minute here. Now, wait, Kingfish.
Oh, now, look here, Ender. Let's not squabble over this thing. The way to work it is to take this money back to the lodge hall and put it in the safe until we decide what to do about it.
Yeah, but wait. You ain't going to try to get all this money for yourself now, are you?
Ender, look here, my boy. I pledges my sacred word of honor to make no attempt to take your rightful share of the money away from you.
Well, that's great, Kingfish. I'm going home and wash up. I'll meet you at the lodge
hall. Oh, you can trust me, Ander. So long, old boy. Let me see. What is the quickest way to jip Ander out that money now?
Before you travel on, look down that lonesome road. Before you travel on, look up, and seek your maker. Before Gabriel blows his horn, weary
such a load, trudging down that lonesome road.
Look down that lonesome road before you travel on.
There's a long, long trail of winding to where my dreams all come true. And someday I will be going down that long, long trail.
Well, I'm moving up the long highway. Well, I'm moving up that long highway. Well, now trouble's on my track, and he's trying to turn me back, but I'm moving up that long highway.
True love, what have I done?
That you should treat me so. You cause for me to walk and talk like I never did before.
Wearily a toting such a heavy load.
Trudging, trudging, trudging down that lonesome road.
Look down that long, old lonesome road. Before you travel on.
Before you travel on.
Before you travel on.
New 1950 Rinso is a year ahead, the greatest development in soap history. It's here now, new 1950 Rinso, with three times the whiter washing action of any other soap.
Mr. Carpenter, I know this for certain. 1950 Rinso is the most wonderful soap I ever tried. 1950 Rinso gets my tablecloths and towels so much whiter. My pretty colored prints, too, are much brighter. All my Rinso wash is whiter and brighter than new.
Yes, the sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso gets and keeps your clothes whiter and brighter than any other soap.
Rinso's so wonderfully safe for all my wash, and so very easy on my hands.
Get the new 1950 Rinso tomorrow in the same green and yellow package. Now, back to Amos and Andy.
Well, I got that money in the lodge all safe. Now I got to find some way to get it away from Andy. Oh, Shorty the barber, come on in.
Well, I'll be doggone if I got a hold. Hi, King.
Where you come from, Shorty? You sure is dressed up. I ain't never seen you look so pretty.
Yeah, I just come from my gal's house. She says the sweetest things to me. She's so complimentary. You know, today, you know what she said? She said I had a face just like a movie star.
A movie star, huh?
Yeah. Tell me something, Kingfish. I don't want to go around bragging too much. Who's Trigger?
Never mind, Shorty, but I see what she means. And you got ears like one, too. Hey, Shorty, I really got a problem here. Me and Andy done found $5,000 in a vacant lot.
Oh, yeah, Andy was telling me about that.
Yeah, well, naturally, Shorty, it's never been my practice to jip Andy, but in this case, there's certain insinuating circumstances, you see. Sapphire done left me, and ain't coming back till I is a success. Now, if I could get a hold of a big hunk of money, that would show that I is a success. And that $500 would just do the trick.
Yeah, I see what you mean. You know, Kingfish, I read something in the newspaper a couple of years ago that might give you an angle.
What is that?
Yeah, it seems that some money was found buried and that they didn't know who to give it to.
Yeah, go on.
Well, they discovered it was buried hundreds of years ago by a certain person, you see.
Yeah.
They finally ended up by giving it to his only living descendant. That's what they did.
Buried hundreds of years ago and they give it to his last descendant. Yeah, sure, I think it give me an angle to history. Yeah, last descendant. Yeah, I sure hope it works, because I got to get my wife back here to town.
Yeah, I guess wives can be a problem all right.
Oh, fighting all the time.
Yeah, I remember my mama used to fight with my papa all the time.
Yeah.
It got so serious that one day my papa decided to do something drastic to frighten her.
To frighten your mama? Yeah, well, what'd he do?
Yeah, my papa went home and said to mama, "Look here. I'm at the end of my rope. I just can't go on. That's all there is to it. And if you don't change your ways, I'll just go out and throw myself under a train." That's what he said.
Yeah, well, what did your mama do, Shorty?
Oh, she threw her arms around him. She said, "Don't do it. She hugged him and pleaded with him not to. She begged him not. She pleaded. Handed him a timetable.
Come on in, Berlin.
Yeah, hey, Kingfish, you done discovered anything about that money yet?
Well, I found out, first of all, that the box was an antique box, Andy. Mm-hmm. So that sent me over to the library, natural, to browse around.
Yeah, well, did you unbrowse anything?
Yes, I did unbrowse something, Andy. I actually found out who buried the money in that vacant lot up there.
No fooling. Who was it?
Ponce de Leon.
Ponce de Leon? Where did she put it?
No, Andy. I say Ponce. That's the neutral gender, so it's always a man's name.
Not always. Not always. How about Lily Ponce?
Yeah, you got me there, all right. All I know, it was a man because he had on pants. That's all I know.
Pants? I thought you said his name was Ponce.
Well, Ponce or pants, isn't it? Ponce de Leon.
Okay, well, what makes you so sure that he was the one that buried the money there?
Well, I come across a letter in one of the history books, and it proves it. It was written by Ponce de Leon to his best girl, Pocahontas. You know, when he came over to find the Fountain of Youth, when he went to Pocahontas. I copied it down. I read you the letter.
Yeah, let me hear the thing.
It say here, and I quote and unquote, it's addressed to Pocahontas. They are dear Miss Hunters. Just a line to let you know that I has done laid our nest egg of $500 in a vacant lot on the corner of 212th Street and 10th Avenue. Yours truly, your loving boy, Ponce.
Well, that proves that he buried it all right. But wait a minute, Kingfish. I just thunk of something here.
Yeah, well, ask any question you want, Andy.
How come if them $20 bills was buried by Ponce de Leon back in 1492, did they got Andrew Jackson's picture on them and he wasn't even born yet?
Yeah, that's a good question, Andy. And it shows you're thinking. Any more questions?
You didn't answer that one yet. I wants to know how they printed Jackson's picture 300 years before he was born.
Quick photography. What else you want to know, Andy?
Well, the main thing I want to know is what happened to the money.
Well, Andy, that's another thing that I done checked into. By law, the money belongs to the last surviving descendant of Ponce de Leon's expedition.
Yeah, well, how's anybody ever going to find out who that is?
Andy, this is going major, boy, but by a strange coincidence, this couldn't happen again in a million years. Sure. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a cook on the Ponce de Leon's boat, the Wreck of the Hesperus. There he was.
Listen, Kingfish, you trying to tell me that Hughes gets the money?
You guess it. Certainly I guess it. That's the first intelligence question you don't ask, man. And I accept your congratulations. Yeah, the money's all mine. And I own the Fountain of Youth, too. If I can ever find a thing, I get the whole business.
Oh, wait a minute, Kingfish. All this Ponce de Leon stuff is beginning to sound funny to me.
Well, just a minute, Anna. Do you mean to say that that story I told you about Ponce de Leon ain't true? That the fact that Ponce de Leon buried the money is a lie? That when I told you about Ponce de Leon writing the Pocahontas is exaggerated? Does you doubt that?
Yes, I does.
Would you believe it if I put it on Columbus?
No.
Well, in that case, then I'll lay my cards on the table.
Yeah, lay them out there.
All right. Here's the story, Andy. Look here. Sapphire done left me and went down to Georgia, Andy. She ain't coming back till I can prove that I was a success. Now, if I send her the $500, that'll do the trick. She'll come back to me. Andy, you got to help me out this time, old pal.
Well, why didn't you say something like that? I don't want to see no marriage busted up. You're going to have my share, providing you pay me back.
Oh, I will, Andy. Thanks a lot. I'll send the $500 to Sapphire in Georgia right this minute.
Say, you know, Kingfish, I was just thinking, whoever buried that money on that lot over there might have buried some more around there. We ought to go up there and do some more digging.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Andy. They might have buried some more money up there.
Right.
Hey, look here, look. Let's get a couple of shovels and we'll go up there in about an hour.
Yeah, and I was thinking something else, too, Kingfish.
What's that?
Whoever buried that money there is sure going to be surprised when they come back and find it gone.
Well, it's good to see you back, Harry. The mob ain't been the same without you. How was the big house this trip?
Well, a two-year stretch ain't no picnic.
Yeah. Now that you're out there, you got any angles?
Not yet. The first thing I'm going to do is dig up that little nest egg I saw it away before they send me up.
Nest egg?
Yeah. Just before the cops nabbed me, I put 25 $20 bills in a tin box. I got them buried in a vacant lot on 212th Street and 10th Avenue.
Yeah, that ought to get you back on your feet.
Yeah, I'm going up there in an hour and dig it up.
Well, that's swell, Harry, but suppose one of the gang has double-crossed you and got to it first.
They wouldn't dare. Nobody takes anything away from me and lives.
New 1950 Rinso is here. It's ready to use right now. Ask your dealer for Rinso and get the amazing new 1950 Rinso with Solium. It's a year ahead. 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap.
Mr. Carpenter, I'd like to say that 1950 Rinso gives me the most beautiful wash I ever saw. My white clothes are whiter than new, and my colored things are even brighter than brand new.
It's because of the sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso. 1950 Rinso gets and keeps your clothes whiter, brighter than new. Whiter, brighter than any other soap.
And yet 1950 Rinso is so kind to my hands, and it's so safe for my wash.
Ladies, tomorrow be sure you get the economical giant size of new 1950 Rinso. And now, back to Amos and Andy.
Well, Kingfish, we've been digging in this same spot where we found the box for 10 minutes now. We ain't found nothing more.
Yeah, well, it's really tough on your back there, digging down there, and knees and everything else.
Hey, wait a minute, Kingfish, wait a minute. I hear something there behind us someplace. Uh-oh. Kingfish, there's a man standing over there on the edge of the lot watching us.
Who is it, Andy?
I don't think it's Ponce de Leon.
Well, don't pay no attention to him. Keep digging here. Maybe he'll go away. Oh, do-de-o-do-de-o-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
He's still there. Uh-oh, Kingfish. He got a gun in his hand.
A gun, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe he's hunting pigeons.
Yeah, I think we is the pigeons, too.
All right, you guys, up on your feet. What are you looking for?
Us? We ain't looking for nothing, mister. No, sir, no, sir.
Well, if you ain't, what are you doing with them shovels?
Well, you see, we planting a victory garden. That's what we're doing, yeah.
A victory garden?
Yeah, sir. We're still in there fighting.
Yeah, sir. We still...
garden, huh? What are you planting there anyway?
We're planting carrots. That's what we're planting, carrots.
Are you kidding? You just dug one big hole there.
Yeah, I know. We got a big seed. That's what we got, yeah.
Took two of us to carry it up here, mister. Yes.
Now, look, fellas, did you find anything here?
No, sir. We ain't found nothing, no, sir.
That's funny. I buried a tin box here with 25 $20 bills inside.
Was they valuable?
Hey, there's something funny. Something funny's going on here. It was buried right in that spot where you're digging. Are you sure you didn't find no tin box?
Well, was it a green box with two hinges on it, and did the bills have a big rubber band wrapped around them?
Yeah, that's the one.
Where is it?
All right, wise guy, so you did find a box. You see this gun here? Now hand it over before the fireworks start.
Do something, Kingfish, do something.
Look, mister, we found the money all right, but I tell you, sir, I ain't got it, honest I ain't.
I suppose you got it stashed away someplace. Now, look, buddy, where do you hang out?
Hey, well, I is the head of the Mystic Lights of the Sea Lodge Hall. That's
okay,
what I...
Okay. I'll be there at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and you better have it.
Well, what if we don't, mister?
I'll tell you what. They'll be planting more than carrots in this hall. You get me?
Oh, Stonewall, I'm glad I found you, and I got to see you in a hurry.
Oh, hi, Kingfish. What's the trouble with you?
Stonewall, I is in an awful jam. You got to help me.
Well, certainly. We've been friends for years, and I never goes back on a friendship. Once a friend, always a friend.
Stonewall, I need $500.
Shake hands with a total stranger.
Now, look here, Stonewall. I is desperate. I got to have this money by tomorrow morning or I is a dead duck.
Well, come to think of it, now, I might be able to help you out, Kingfish. I got a little tie-up, see, with a loan company, and I'm sort of an agent for them.
Yeah, well, the only thing is, Stonewall, if I got a loan from them, I'd not only have to pay them interest, but I'd have to pay your commission, too.
Oh, no, I don't get much commission, Kingfish.
What do you get?
Just 50% of the overcharge. Wait a minute. I got the company on phone.
Go and get them there. Go and call them up. And say, Stonewall, this ain't one of them companies that compounds interest every month, is it?
Oh, no, no, Kingfish. They do better than that. They compound it every hour on the hour.
Oh, I see.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. Wait a minute. He's answering. Hello, Scrooge? Got another one. Yeah, named George Stevens. Oh, you want to look up his credit rating now? Yeah, hold on.
Say, Stonewall, how soon does I have to pay back the principal to this loan company?
Well, I tell you, Kingfish, if you can meet their interest rates, they don't care if you ever pay back the principal.
Oh, all right.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hello. Oh, you found Stevens' credit rating, huh? How'd it look? Ooh, hey. Take it easy with that kind of language, huh? You want to have your phone took out? So it's nothing doing, huh? Well, thanks anyway. Well, you heard the story, Kingfish.
Yeah, I guess I just got to raise the money someplace else. But Stonewall, this loan company you working for, they is charging exorbitant interest rates, jipping the people, and they is paying you a big commission for helping them. Does you want to be associated with a company like that?
Oh, man, yeah.
Well, fellas, according to what you've been telling me, you have sure had your troubles over that tin box you found in the lot.
Yeah, Amos, but the Kingfish done cleaned up the whole mess.
Yes, that's right, Amos. I had an awful time doing it, though. I had to hock everything I owed, including half a sapphire stuff. But I raised the $500 and give it to the crook this morning. Yeah, well, if Sapphire got the original $500, at least you break even, Kingfish.
Yeah, I guess Sapphire will be coming home from Georgia pretty quick now, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, in the letter I wrote her and sent the money, I told her that I earned that $500 by working 24 hours a day. I don't think I'll have no trouble with her for a long time. Yeah, well, I'm certainly glad that you and Sapphire is all patched up, Kingfish. I got to be running along now.
Yeah, well, so long, Amos.
Well, so long, Amos. Well, you know, Andy, the luckiest thing about this is that with Sapphire being in Georgia, she'll never get wise as to how I got the $500 I sent her.
Yeah.
Or, you know, she's happy now after this.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, she'll never leave me again. Oh, I tell you. I'll get it, Anna. Hello, Mr. Knights of the Sea Lodge. Hall of Kingfish speaking.
George, is that you? I'm calling from Georgia.
Sapphire, you still in Georgia? Didn't you get the money I sent you? I thought you'd be on your way home.
George, I won't be home for a long while. I started spending that money you sent me, and they put me in jail. The whole $500 was counterfeit.
Oh, wait a minute, Jim. No, wait.
Andy, does you know what more people use on wash day than anything else in the world?
Yes, sir. Washing machines.
No, Andy. Now, listen. More of it is used on wash day than anything else by women.
Oh, clothespins.
Now, what do women use a lot of on wash day?
Oh, I was just kidding you, Amos. I know what you want me to say, and I'll be happy to tell them. Ha, ha, ha. Hot water.
No, boys, Rinso. It's a fact that more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. Today, get new 1950 Rinso with three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. Only Rinso contains Solium.
Good night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
You know, of course, that Americans produce more and live better than any other people. But do you know why? A wonderful booklet clearly explaining the wonderful American economic system is available free. It's called The Miracle of America, and you may have a copy by writing to Box 10, Times Square Station, New York. Ask for your free copy of The Miracle of America. And be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Solium, will again present The Amos and Andy Show.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner, stops B.O. as no other leading soap can.
Yes, doctors proved it.
You are cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy. Get Lifebuoy health soap right away.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.